following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
Things Clay Central football are here now. This is the Football Fiesta, sponsored by Catch 'Em All Sporting Goods, Heroes Painting, Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys, Young's Drugstore, Perryland Foods, Everything Sports, and Clay and Coosa County District Attorney Joe Fickwit. Now, here are Coach Chris Heron, Coach Jerry Weems, and Rusty Taylor.
Good afternoon. This is Rusty Taylor live from Monte Albán Bar and Grill here on the Ashland Square. This is Rusty Taylor, and it is Coach Jerry Weems and Coach Chris Heron. You may not hear Coach Jerry Weems quite as much, but Coach, you got to say hello down on the end.
Well, it's good to see everybody, but I won't be talking a whole lot.
But he is here.
He is here.
He is here, and he's breathing.
And we made sure that everybody heard him.
Yes.
We appreciate you jumping on here, and he'll be assisting us too. We also got Heath Bone on the live stream, but Coach Heron, sounds like this will be a lot of me and you here tonight.
We're gonna do it. We're looking forward to it. And man, what an opportunity here. Our first time this year for Football Fiesta in the new grand opening, kind of moved a couple of doors down, Monte Albán Bar and Grill. Man, this is cool, Taylor.
It is. It's a full house.
Yes, it is.
Full house and more coming in, and they're coming and going and filling up the chairs and getting to see more players. This is what we've been missing.
Yeah,
the players
start to
come in, and some of the players and some of the coaches. And I mean, we got Coach Horn in here having a meal, and just a lot of different people in
there.
That's
right. Good crowd of folks in here.
Got the principal and the athletic director
over
there. Yes,
we do. So we sure do.
Got cheerleaders. We got a little bit of everything and all kind of people here from Calhoun County and around the area. But Calhoun, Clay, Cleveland, Clay, Randolph, Tallapoosa, they all here.
All over East Central Alabama.
They all here, Coach. But first of all, we're going to look back at last week. The Volunteers pick up a big victory over the Marbury Bulldogs. Another region win that they so desperately needed. Really, you want to win them all, especially in a 17 region. And we look back at that. Really a dominant performance. Kind of took control there in the first half, especially in the second quarter, and kind of rode that thing out. But you got to give Marbury credit. They fought from start to finish, played really hard. They were a physical team, and really gave the ball. And they came in 1-0. You know, they were coming off a big win against Beauregard. Come in 1-0 in region play. So it was a big win for the Volunteers.
It was, Rusty. You know, both those teams came in at 1-0 in region play. And that game last Friday night there at Volunteer Stadium, you know, a big game. You wanted to be the one that was 2-0 when that thing was over. Our Volunteers, they accomplished that goal with that 39-14 win. And Marbury, you know, one of those teams, not the biggest team. We talked about that last week. Not, you know, their size was not great, but man, you got to admire and appreciate how the effort they play with. Man, they play hard, and they a scrappy bunch. They gave us some problems. Off, you know, their defense offensively for us, just some of the things they did, some of the movement, you know, across the front, some of the different stunts they ran, and you know, at times gave us a little bit of confusion, and we kind of cleaned that up as the game went along some and began to have more success. But you know, and then offensively for them, you know, of course, we gave up one score on special teams. They ran back a kickoff on us for one of their scores. But, you know, they competed well, and they're going to be one of those teams battling for those, you know, there's going to be four of our seven teams out of our region going to the playoffs, and Marbury's going to be right in there battling for one of those spots, I feel like, you know. But you have to look at, you know, what we did offensively, scoring those 39 points. We were able to run the ball 43 times for 278 yards. You know, and limiting Marbury again to less than 100 yards rushing. And when you're able to run the ball, when you're able to control control the other team's run to that degree, you know, that gives you a very good chance to be successful. And even in today's game, you know, with the spread formations and playing sideline to sideline, we always talk about it. We hear the coaches talk about it. It still comes down to being able to control that line of scrimmage and you being able to run the ball and limit the success they're able to have running the ball. And the Vols were able to do that. And our passing game picked up a little last week. You know, we've been through a few games with some injuries and some situations we've dealt with there at the quarterback position, and that's beginning to develop more, and that's just going to help us as we, you know, get further into the season as those injured people begin to come back. You know, we were 6-for-13 throwing the ball, over 100 yards, about 25, 26 yards throwing the ball, so that's encouraging there. We limited Marbury throwing to 4-of-13 for only 24 yards. You know, so total yardage, we were a little over 400. They were at 119. And, you know, overall, again, we mentioned some breakdowns in the special teams, you know, returning a kick, but a couple of field goals, you know, a couple of drives kind of stalled out on us, and we were down there inside the 15, 20-yard line and able to get 3 points, and that's a good thing. You know, 2-for-2. For field goals, so securing those 6 points there, so that gives you some confidence. Your coaching staff and your kicker and your special teams, the extra point field goal team there, knowing if you can get on there, you know, relatively close, then you've got a pretty good chance at least coming away with some points. And so just, you know, overall a good performance. Probably want to limit the penalties a little bit. It got both teams together, 22 penalties last Friday night, 10 on the Vols and 12 on Marbury, and for 95 yards against the Vols, 112 against the Bulldogs. But overall, Coach Horn, the coaching staff, I know, pleased to get the win, to move to 2-0 in the region as, you know, we move to week four on the schedule officially, but the Vols headed into their fifth game of the year.
It's hard to believe that we'll be moving into the fifth game of the year. You know, tomorrow night on Friday night at this time, we'll be, you know, ready to move into week six.
That's right.
One thing, short week, short turnaround, but just hard to believe that we'll be halfway through the regular season. Not halfway through our season, but halfway through the regular season after tomorrow night. You mentioned a little bit of the kicking game and talked to Coach Horn this week, and I know you guys heard from him. There was some, obviously, we gave up a kickoff return touchdown that was a, you know, that was that's never good.
No, it's never a good thing. It's kind of, you know, you score, everybody's feeling good, then you line up, you kick that thing off, and within just a few seconds, of course, we missed some tackles. I know we missed 3 or 4 tackles at least on that play.
And we didn't keep containment.
We didn't keep containment on off the edge there, and you know, so it kind of, you know, puts a sour taste back in your mouth after you've just had some success and scored yourself. But you know, that's one of those things that I know it was worked on. Tuesday, I was out to be able to be out there for a little bit yesterday, and it's worked on every week and every, you know, so a couple of days a week at least with the kickoff and special teams, and that's just, you know, you it's just one of those things. It's hard to rep that live in practice, a kickoff, you know, it just is. But I know the work's been put in, and maybe even a couple of, you know, they're still looking at maybe some personnel there in some of those special team situations, and it's an area that we can improve on, and you know, we are at 3-1 overall and 2-0 in the region, and knowing some of these places, we can still improve to make our team better.
Absolutely. You look back a little bit, a couple other things. We did have a punt kind of partially blocked again. That's a concern, obviously, but I know that stuff's been looked at and tried to be shored up this week. But on the positive side of special teams, Taylor Boyd attempts 2 field goals, makes them both. I think a 31-yarder and maybe a 24-yarder, 23-yarder.
Right. Yep.
So 2 field goals. And really, you look back at that kickoff return, that gave Marbury a little momentum, but quickly the Volunteers kind of stopped that momentum with a big run. They did stop us once and get the football back when they were within one score, but I think it's immediately following that when we got the ball back is when Taylor Boyd had his big run. Another thing I wanted to mention, the addition of J.D. Hall being out there kind of makes a different dynamic.
It does.
And him at quarterback, and we saw multiple people take snaps at quarterback. Obviously, Hudson Foster took some. Mm-hmm. Taylor Boyd. Some of those in the Wildcat, realistically, I think Taylor took some real quarterback snaps. And this was when the game was still in jeopardy. Hudson Foster did, and also J.D. Hall. But I think J.D. Hall showed some promise and some ability there at quarterback.
I think so, you know, and that's just, you know, and JD's kind of a late getting it, you know, getting some situations worked out, and what he brings to the table is, again, I think it just goes to, you know, now we've played, what, three games now with some different people taking the snap and using some wildcat runs, some of our plays out of the shotgun and some spread, Foster coming in, you know, running some from the spread, some wishbone. So, you know, as all this, the development of all those guys and the more comfortable they get in that position, you know, especially Hall maybe there as other guys come back, it's just going to, you know, as we continue to work through the rest of the season, it's going to be a positive because there's all kind of experience that we're gaining. And the only way to get experience, and that was something I could never figure out the years I coached, you wanted experience, but the only way to get it was to play. And you got to do it, and you got to do it on a Friday night or a Thursday night under the lights, and you know, that's the only way to get it. And the experience we've had with different folks there is just going to be a positive as we move through the rest of the season.
Absolutely, that's been, you hope you keep the other guys healthy,
right?
And then you're able to get some guys back, like mm-hmm. a JT Wilkerson.
Right.
I mean, his rehab is coming along very nicely, mm-hmm. and he's getting closer and closer. Mm-hmm. You know. We're not sure when he'll be back, but it's not going to be too long down the road, it don't look like, if things continue to move the way they're moving now. So then, you know, because of the playing different guys on defense, it'll give Coach Horn and his staff an opportunity to say, you know, maybe just let JT come out and focus on one side of the football originally, which, you know, that may be a positive. The depth that you've built through that has got to help you moving forward.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's any question about that. You know, both sides of the ball, when some of these folks come back and you're going to be able to maybe not play them at all, or at least not as much on either side, you know, and having that depth at skill positions on offense and defense, you know, that's vitally important. And the more that you have, the better chance you're giving yourself. And that's something we're developing as it goes along. And it's every team, every year is a work in progress, and this team is no exception. You know, we go back to last week. You know, we had defensively on that side of the ball. You know, there wasn't our headhunter. You know, it wasn't just a huge amount of tackles, but it's not set up that way. You know, we had Miles Parker, the headhunter for us last week, with four solo tackles, assist. You know, Amari Ward with three there, but tackles very evenly spread out as we limited, you know, Marbury too, you know, as we said, just barely over 100 yards total offense. So all the, you know, both sides of the ball, depth's building, guys are getting experience. The more they play, the better they're going to be. And, you know, things are progressing in a positive manner for the Vols as we work, you know, continuing to work our way through the first half of the season. That for the Vols, and it seems odd, we mentioned it as we first came on, I mean, we're playing game number five tomorrow night, already halfway through the season for the Volunteers.
It is. It is strange. I tell you what, we're going to take a break. We're going to get ready for a second segment, just kind of to break down how these segments usually work. This next segment, we usually give out our AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week. We'll be talking to them, having some discussions with those guys, and also we'll have his position coach, which this week it's Taylor Boyd. No surprise. Well, the problem I've seen right now is I hadn't seen Taylor yet, but he could be in here because there's a ton of people.
There are a lot of people.
But his position coach, JT Burns, is here, which he'll get to be in here for back-to-back weeks, but we'll be talking to JT. Then in the third segment, kind of at about 6:30, we'll be looking at Sylacauga.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be looking into what we expect to see tomorrow night,
right,
as we travel down to Sylacauga. And then in the last segment, it looks like I may be a loner in that with Coach Wings with no voice, and you've got commitments. But but that's okay, because we're going to be looking at our opponents, how they fared, and the 5A top 10 and how they fared and who they're playing. So I think I can pull 10 or 15.
Oh, I have no doubt you can handle it. I mean, you could handle the whole thing if you needed to. I mean, you're the voice of the Volunteers.
Yeah, well, I'm just glad I got my voice, because Coach Williams don't.
Yeah,
if we would have both lost them at the same time, that would have been tough.
Yeah, that'd been just, we'd had to scratch it. Yeah, that'd been a blanket out.
And I don't even want to think about it, because I'm still not fully, voiced, but I'm hanging in there.
Talk easy.
We're going to. Yeah, I got my mic jacked up, and I'm talking real low.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to do. We're going to take a break right here. This is Football Fiesta live from Monte Albán Bar and Grill here on Ashland Square, right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Do you crave flavor you can trust and a taste you'll remember? Do you know about a place that produces locally, naturally, and proudly? Blair Family Farm and Market is where quality meets tradition. Blair Family Farm and Market is open Wednesday and Thursday 1 to 6, Friday and Saturday 9 to 6 at 1015 Blair Road in Ashland. Blair Family Farm and Market now has all natural beef tallow and many other specialty products including smoke eater, smoke salsa. Support local and eat better at Blair Family Farm and Market. Blair Family Farm and Market is the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Everything Sports in Woodland serves teams, schools, individuals, and businesses with custom gear and promotional items, including team uniforms, hats, t-shirts, banners, plaques, and business cards. Located at 1143 County Road 58 in Woodland, Everything Sports can be reached at 256-357-0336 and on Facebook. Everything Sports is proud to support Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
Legal troubles got you down? Whether it's a DUI, a divorce, juvenile matters, real estate closings, civil lawsuits, or estate planning, the Law Office of Tyler Sims brings experience, compassion, and results to your legal battles, helping you navigate life's toughest challenges. Phone 256-396-2182 or online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
For over 40 years, folks have turned to Heroes Painting for dependable quality work. Whatever needs painting, Heroes Painting will paint it, as long as it's not a car. From homes to barns, new construction or remodels, and everything else in between, Heroes Painting has you covered. Heroes Painting is available by phone at 256-276-0463. That's 256-276-0463. Heroes Painting is a proud sponsor of Football Fiesta and Heroes Hotline on Classic Country 90.9.
At Young's Drugstore, we're more than just a pharmacy. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your first call when it matters most. Young's Drugstore has been serving your family with hometown care for generations. With two locations to serve you in Randolph County, Young's Drugstore and General Store is located on Highway 48 in Woodland. The phone number is 256-449-2372. And serving Clay County at the Lineville location on Highway 9, the phone number is 256-396-5632. Proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back here to Football Fiesta live from Monte Albán number 2 on the Ashland Square. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Chris Herring. It's Coach Wings got up and talk anyway. And we got JT Burns and also Taylor Boyd in here with us, our Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Week. AGL, Solid Waste Authority, Player of the Week. Good to have you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Have a little we're going to have to get that thing figured out over there, or cut it off.
Yeah, that may be the best thing, just cut it off.
Yeah, but trying to let the people in here hear what's going on, but there's a lot of activity in here. Good to have you back, Coach Burns.
It's good to be back. Always a good sign to be here.
We mentioned that was a possibility last week, but look back at Taylor. It's good to have you on here again, or back again. You've been here before, but it's good to have you this year. Actually, if we're really honest, Taylor had a shot to win it. He was in the discussion, I think, every week.
Oh, I think he's been there. His name's been mentioned every week, absolutely, through the year he's had so far. And this week was no exception. And his offensive performance, and then some extraordinary things on special teams. Kind of unusual that we don't always get. A couple of field goals this week.
You got his stats right there.
So, absolutely. Let's just take a look at what Taylor Boyd did for the Vols last week in that game against Marbury. He carried the ball 8 times for 146 yards and 3 touchdowns. He even threw a couple of passes. They let you throw a couple.
They did.
Yeah. you were 1 for 2 throwing the ball for 24 yards.
I could have been 2 for 2.
Now, whose fault was that? was that the receiver's fault?
The receiver.
They drop it on. He gave you a drop.
He's looking over there at Amari.
It was Amari's fault. I told him the same thing.
Yeah. So that one's really. But it goes on your stats. See, we don't see about the drop. We just see the incomplete. But 1 for 2 for 24 yards throwing the ball. Now on the defensive side, a little defense. You had an assist. One assist tackle. Field goals. 2 for 2 kicking the ball. A 32-yard field goal and a 23-yard field goal. 6 points there by way of air field goal. And then punting the ball, 3 punts for 84 yards, averaging 28 yards there. And just an outstanding night all the way around. Offense, some contributions on defense, special teams. A very good night, Taylor, last Friday night against Marbury. And going into that game, was it the type of game you guys expected? Was Marbury what you thought they would be? Because they had a big win for them the week before.
I thought they was a little bit better than what they was.
Yeah.
But whenever we went out there,
right,
they wasn't really no good.
Yeah, yeah. you were able to have success early and some big plays. You had some big runs.
Yes, sir.
And on those plays, do you remember actually what those plays were where you had those big runs on?
Oh, one of them was Tiger Seal,
mm-hmm.
and one
that's
of
a zone,
them,
a type of zone play.
When the Wildcat, and one mm-hmm. of them was a trout,
right?
And the regular offense,
yeah. And being able when you make big runs like that, because you know, of course, you're talking to a couple of guys here that I mean, we never ran that fast in our life. The way you was motoring down that field, when you break through and you get through the initial front there, and you kind of get through the line of scrimmage. At what point do you kind of realize, hey, I got a shot to take this one to the house?
Oh, well, I know when I'm out in open field, just me, I really don't think nobody will catch me.
Right, right, yeah.
Well, going back to that, I wanted to mention before I forget, Coach, sorry to interrupt you, but I called that on the radio. It was an 85-yard touchdown run. Was that the longest touchdown run of yours?
Yes, sir.
Well, you had a 48 last week, a big run, and then come back this week with an 85. That'll be hard to match. But
mm-hmm.
the thing that I noticed, that by the time you hit midfield, it was real obvious at that point.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You kind of stumbled around the five
about,
and worried me.
I about fell.
you pulled up just a hair and about lost your foot, and I noticed that. But I thought that's going to sound good and be good for me and him both, because I've done pretty much put him in the end zone.
Yeah,
but it was a good run, an impressive run, you running away from those guys down the field. But I wanted to take time, Coach Herring, to think about. We've mentioned a lot of his stats. And, Coach Burns, you can definitely help with this. But thinking about Taylor, he played some quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He played some running back. He played safety. He punted. He kicked off. And he was the place kicker on field goals and extra points.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like 6 positions.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have any more? I mean, surely we got something else he can do, don't we?
Oh, I can long snap.
Yeah.
Taylor can do a lot.
I remember he could long snap in junior high, and he would want to do that. Well, you can't snap it to yourself,
no,
son.
No, you can't snap it.
I mean, that's not going to work, but he can long snap,
yeah.
though. So which one would you rather do, punt or long snap?
Punt.
Okay, all right. Well, we've seen that you have the ability to boom some big punts, and I've seen you do it multiple times, but when you get tired, and like an 85-yard, I think on that run, Hudson comes in and kicks extra point for you. It's good that he's available and can do that, but it really is amazing at 5A football to see a guy
mm-hmm.
run a touchdown, kick the extra point, turn around and kick off.
Change shoes.
And then turn around and kick off.
Right.
And then they might give him a Coach Burkhalter and the staff might give him about 2 plays off on defense.
Yeah, let him get his shoe back on.
2 if he's lucky.
Yeah.
So.
Coach Horn said he was on about half the game.
Oh.
Over there on that side.
Yeah. He don't.
I was drinking juice.
Well, he has to keep them cramping up. Though.
Well, last game they didn't want me to run the ball second half, so that's why I wasn't in.
If they would have wanted you, would have been right out.
Yes,
there.
Sir. I was trying to. I'm trying to get them stats up.
Coach Burns, your second year coaching Taylor in the backfield, mm-hmm. running back. As you've been around him all last year and working through the off season, the summer program, and headed into almost halfway through his senior year. Tell us some of the things that you see about Taylor behind the scenes that, you know, a lot. Friday night's just 2 or 3 hours that people see, most people see. Speak to us a little bit about Taylor behind the scenes, the time he puts in, the effort that goes into becoming the young man and the football player that he is.
Yeah, so Taylor's a great kid. He plays and works really hard. Like he said, you know, the second half he didn't touch the ball at all on offense. He wanted to be there though. Plays harder than, you know, anybody we got. You know, you're always going to get the best from him. You know, running back wise, you know, he was with us last year. He didn't play a ton because we had a lot of them.
Right.
But I mean, he's just as good as those guys. He's got great vision, obviously great speed, as you seen the other night. Once he breaks through that initial line, it's going to be tough to catch him.
Right.
Which is always nice to have.
What do you see? What kind of practice player is he?
No, he practices.
You know, because some people, I mean, we've all been around them. Some people are good gamers, but practice, you know, not the best practice players.
Yeah.
But the really good ones are good at both.
Oh yeah, he does. He practices hard, and like we've already kind of hit on, he has to do so much for
us. Sure.
He punts, he kicks off, he does field goals, safety, running back, quarterback. I mean, he's all over the field for us. He practices really hard. Just, you know, always getting after it.
Mm-hmm. Taylor, how much do you, when you're being a senior, you've been through the battles, how much do you sometimes work with the guys younger? How much do you give them some encouragement when
at
practice, as they're going through drills and situations that they find themselves in?
Yes, sir. I talk to the younger guys and make sure they know what they're doing.
Right.
And I tell them right from wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because you had guys doing that for you
as you
came up through the program.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Working your way.
Taylor, you played obviously you play in safety. You played a little bit of corner as well, all in the secondary. What is your favorite position to play? You're a headhunter on defense, so I think you probably like safety.
I like defense, yeah.
You like to play?
I like hitting. I don't like taking the hit.
Well, I don't think there's many people. Some people might say they do, but I think they're telling us a little bit of a fib there. But you're an impressive player on defense as well. Thinking about like JT Wilkerson, I mean, JT's healing up. Somebody you played with your whole career in different sports. I know when he gets back, that's going to open the door kind of for you to do more probably of what you like to do.
Yes,
so
sir.
I know you're looking forward to that opportunity
yes,
as well.
Sir.
Well, as we get ready to present this award, JT, we had you last week. We want to give you Coach Burns here, Coach JT Burns, a chance to speak again, and hopefully we'll have you 4 or 5 more times.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But back-to-back weeks, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's great.
But I know you're proud of Taylor. Just speak to that and anything else you want to
say. Like I said, he's a great kid. You know, works really hard. This second year I've been around him, it's hard to ask much more, you know, from somebody than Taylor. But very proud of him. You know, I hope continuing week by week is, you know, just getting better and better. So,
how neat is it in your second year back here, you know, at your alma mater? Mm-hmm. How neat is that to be able to coach one of the few coaches that actually played here?
Yeah, I love it. This is home. So, I mean, this is the only place. This is where I grew up. You know, I lived my whole life, besides a couple years out of college and everything like that. But I love it. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Didn't I hear that maybe Coach Joby Burns might be able to come tomorrow night? Is that still
there's a possibility, yeah.
Okay, so that'd be neat. He's kind of limited because he's tied down somewhere else.
Still coaching himself.
That's one good thing about the Thursday night game. Good to see Jeter in here.
Yeah, he had to go outside.
Oh, he's already gone back out.
Yeah, he got a little too wild.
He had to stir around a little bit.
I was glad y'all called us up here.
Let Mama take care of him.
Yeah.
With Taylor, we are very proud of you. You've had a great season already, and we can't wait to see what you're going to do tomorrow night and then moving forward. But what you got anything to say and anybody you'd like to thank before we let you go here?
Thank you all for having me, and go Vols.
Absolutely. Well, at this time, Coach Harry,
we're
going to present the award right here to Taylor Boyd. It is the AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week to Taylor Boyd. Congratulations, Taylor.
Congratulations.
Good job. Congratulations, Taylor. We're going to take a break right here on Classic Country 90.9 and come back with more Football Fiesta live from Monte Albon on the Ashland Square.
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwit serving Clay and Coosa counties. Telephone and online scams targeting our citizens are on the rise. If you get a suspicious call, hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement. Never give out personal or financial information over the phone. Let's protect our citizens and stop these criminals in their tracks. Stay alert, stay safe.
District Attorney Joe Fickwit is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Perryland Foods is a locally owned grocery store that has been serving the Lineville community since the early 1970s. They are located in downtown Lineville and are open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information is available by calling 256-396-5663. Perryland Foods is proud to sponsor Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys assist clients in auto and motorcycle accidents, 18-wheeler collisions, boating accidents, wrongful death, medical malpractice, premises liability, and workplace injuries, and is known for compassionate, informed representation. Attorneys handle each case personally, not through case managers. Info is available at tfarlaw.com, T-P-H-A-R-R-law.com, or 256-487-6080. Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
Do you crave flavor you can trust and a taste you'll remember? Do you know about a place that produces locally, naturally, and proudly? Blair Family Farm and Market is where quality meets tradition. Blair Family Farm and Market is open Wednesday and Thursday 1 to 6, Friday and Saturday 9 to 6 at 1015 Blair Road in Ashland. Blair Family Farm and Market now has all natural beef tallow and many other specialty products including smoke eater, smoked salsa. Support local and eat better at Blair Family Farm and Market. Blair Family Farm and Market is the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Everything Sports in Woodland serves teams, schools, individuals, and businesses with custom gear and promotional items, including team uniforms, hats, t-shirts, banners, plaques, and business cards. Located at 1143 County Road 58 in Woodland, Everything Sports can be reached at 256-357-0336 and on Facebook. Everything Sports is proud to support Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
Welcome you back here to Football Fiesta live on Monty from Monty Al Bunn Bar and Grill here on the Ashland Square. This is Rusty Taylor. Coach Jerry Weems is back with us, and Coach Chris Aaron, but I don't know.
He wants to make just a little comment about Taylor and what he saw.
He can make as many comments as he can get out.
Well, you know, I'm glad to say Taylor win that this week. And, you know, there's been a couple other games where he could have won it. And we try to spread that out. But Taylor did a great job this past week, no question.
He got it out. Close him off there.
That's what he wanted.
Thank you, Coach Weems, and he's right. He speaking of that, but I tell you, a quick turnaround, Coach. I know you coached a long time and had your share of Thursday night games, and I don't think any coach would say I love Thursday night until it's Friday night if you won.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, that's when you like it. It's Friday night if you pull away a win. That's when you're happy. But getting ready to move and travel down to Sylacauga tomorrow night. Nice stadium, turf field.
New turf.
It is, and that's our first. Well, we played on turf at Fort Payne, didn't we?
We did this year.
Haven't played on turf. I just said, which now it's not that big a difference to play on turf, I don't think, to grass. But we'll be going down to Sylacauga to take on an Aggie team that comes in 2-2. But they could easily be 4-0.
Oh, easy.
Less than 7 points in the two losses in area games. And actually last week probably a bad snap away from getting an area win at Beauregard. So on the road. So they're a very good team, a much improved team. Coach Heron, what stands out to you when you first look at Sylacauga on tape and you know – I think, first of all, for me, it's improvement, but I'm sure you're going to speak to that.
Well, they do, you know, first of all, of course, I'm noticing their offensive line, those guys across the front. I mean, you know, they've got good size across the front of their offensive
line. Really big
line.
On the offensive
line. They're big. They, you know, the smallest guy up there is 220 and the 230, and then they got a couple of, you know, 290, a couple over 300 pounds. So, I mean, they've got some good size up there. Juniors all across the front, you know, guys that have played and been together a while. So that's the first thing there as you look at offensively. And then their skill players. I mean, my goodness, you know, they've got back in the backfield, they got Franklin at quarterback. He's the key to the whole thing. He can run it. He can throw it. When he does run, he's very fast, great, good speed. Chambliss, the running back that's back there with him most of the time, a good hard runner, gets some of the inside yards, the inside zones, and that part of their game. Number five stands out, the receiver Riley. You know, I'm sure, you know, coaches probably broke it down enough, the percentage of pass plays that are targeting him, but he's one we got to know where he's at. You know, the five, he seems to be the main guy in their passing game. And he's 6'1", 180 pounds, good speed out there. And he lines up all over the place. I mean, he's at the split end. He's in the slot. He's at the wing back. He's in the tight end position. So he's the guy, you know, that I'm sure we'll have to keep an eye on where he lines up. So offensively, you know, they're going to come out with the spread game, the counters, the counter specials, the inside-outside zones, leads. Sometimes, you know, they're going to do a lot of motion. We're going to get a lot of shifting before pre-snap, that kind of thing. So it's going to, you know, we're going to have to make sure we read our keys, don't get caught up in the shifts too much, the motions too much, but have good communication when those things happen. The passing game, it's going to be a lot of high-low action in the front thirds and that type of thing. There are going to be some flood routes, flooding the zones, that type of thing. So, you know, our man concepts, our zone man matching stuff, you know, it's going to be important that we all make our reads, you know, along the front and from the secondary positions going against their offense is what I noticed there.
Well, when I go back and look at their offense, C.J. Franklin, he did not play quarterback against us last year, but he started the year at quarterback. He's been in that program and playing quarterback for a long time. He got hurt and missed, most of the season last year and didn't play against us. But a very good quarterback, very elusive, able to run or throw, really runs our offense well. I do notice that they really enjoy running behind that left side of their offensive line. They seem to really be a little run heavy to that side to me,
mm-hmm.
because of Zach Sanders, the big tackle, number 66. He's listed at 6'5", 315, and a junior. Those two junior guys, a lot of junior. That's one thing you notice up front, all mm-hmm. juniors on their offensive front.
That's right, exactly.
Which is kind of strange. But Trey Chambliss, their running back, is a good physical, hard runner. He's a 200-pounder. He runs it well. He's got good quickness.
Tall. He's about 6'2".
Yeah, 6'2", 200. Yeah. Just a really good-looking athlete mm-hmm. back there, and he is a very good athlete. We look at the defensive side of the football. The offensive side of the football has been impressive. They've been averaging scoring around 30-something points a game, I think it is. So their offense has been impressive. Defensive side of the ball, they're improved. They're much improved. You know, that's where in the last few years Sylacauga has kind of not been as strong. I think they're much improved there. They'll do a lot of things, move around, be in different places a lot. They don't give you a lot of the same looks, a lot of X stunts and crosses and twists and just doing a lot there that'll present challenges for our offensive line, I think.
It will. You know, and it seems like, of course, we've been able to look at some of the tape the way the coaches allow us to, and you know, they seem to base out of a 3-5, and that's something that you don't see a lot of, but that seems to be the base. But they're very rarely lined up in that true 3-5 look. That thing, it kind of morphs a lot of times into a 5-3. You see some 3-3 out of it with the way they move their people around. You're going to see some 5-2 look, some old 5-2 bears where those tackles come down into threes, kind of trying to clog up the inside. There's been times they've been in a 4-2 look, even a 4-3. So, you know, it's going to be very rare that you're going to get the same look from their defensive front from play to play, and they're going to move around and do a lot of things there. I would expect the success we've been able to have running the ball. We're probably, I would think we may open up seeing more of that odd man front, five guys in there, maybe that 5-3 look, making sure they've got that box full to try to take away that running game hoping that if they can limit our running game, then they can make us go maybe more to the passing game. But you're right, there's going to be a lot of twist from the guys on the inside, some nose stunts with the inside linebackers. A lot of times just trying to clog up those A and B gaps there and make things that are wanting to hit there bounce outside where they've got some pursuit from the inside out, and then also their secondary guys to come up, and sitting on the edge and coming from there and trying to limit the inside and make things bounce around. So that's going to put a, for our offense, especially the linemen, communication is going to be very important, again, because they're probably going to be different every play. They're going to be the twists, the stunts, the nose stunts, that type of thing. Communication will be important. I know last week, at times, some of the things Marbury was doing to us was a communication issue. We'd have a slide protections called, and half of our line would slide one way and half the other, and that's leaving something open somewhere. And even if we're wrong and we all slide
together,
then you got a chance if you're all wrong together. But when you got half of a group going one way and half the other, that's when you're opening yourself up to some bad stuff happening. So that communication along the front with all the different looks, knowing your first step, knowing the gap you're responsible for, and we need to get off the ball, make it a physical game offensively, and attack that front that we're going to see them in there against us, trying to limit our running game, I'm sure.
Now, one thing I've noticed, Coach, we talk about special teams. They've struggled a little bit on special teams, also giving a couple kick returns for a touchdown. They got a really good kicker. He's got a good leg, but sometimes they've struggled to cover those kicks. That's something that we might can take advantage of, or we might see them looking to do something different because of that being a problem for them this year. You may see some squibs,
right,
some pooches. That's what I think they'll probably try to adjust to.
Sure.
I do know, like long snapping, they've struggled long snapping a little bit. And one reason, they've lost two long snappers, I found out. They're down to the number three long snapper. And if we make them punt, they're not comfortable with that because they're just trying to figure out somebody that can get that job done. So that's something to keep in mind. They're struggling with special teams, and special teams will win or lose you a game in a minute.
Oh, in a heartbeat. You know, and it's one of those things. Is as long as they're working well, nobody really pays attention to them. But when things go bad, everybody sees it, and coaches know and players know. That's a third of the game. You're going to have 12 to 15 special team plays a game, and in every game you're only going to have, maybe 5 to 7 plays that are going to make the difference in the game, and some of those are very easily can be special team situations.
Well, and they use the same guy as kicker and punter, number 45, and I don't have his name right here in front of me, but he's a very solid kicker, but it's just some of the other things that they've struggled with, and I think that's all he does is kick and punts. He's a special team guy, so and he can kick it, but and he's a threat to kick field goals too, so just keep that in mind, Coach.
And it's a game they need, Taylor. They're 0-2, and they've had those two losses, combined 6 points. They know, everybody goes into a non-region situation next week. Sylacauga knows they need this win to.
They got four more region games, and they really need to pull them off.
They know this is one they need to win. They're at home. It's over there. It's be the 12th year in a row that Sylacauga and Central have played, and so it's over a decade series here. And we've been able to have success against them, 11-0 so far. We've done well, and we're just hoping that by 10 o'clock tomorrow night it's 12-0.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Coach, we know you've got a cutout, you've got a commitment, and I'm going to close things out here after a break, but I wanted to give you a chance. You're closing as you go off, but I'll be coming back for the final segment and run it until 7.
Well, it is, Taylor, it's just, again, we're halfway through tomorrow night. It's the Thursday night game. It's something, you get excited about. It gives our guys, we're at 2-0 in region play. and you know, we want to be at 3-0. I think we've gotten better in a lot of areas. We've there's been marked improvement that we can see as we've worked our way from that jamboree and the season began. We've getting a lot of people, a lot of different experience in a lot of different places. The team has grown, and the way it's working, and we continue. I know we had a pretty good week of practice this week, a short week, you know, just 3 days, but you know, looking to get to go, make that trip across Bull Gap tomorrow night and take on the Aggies again, and hopefully by the time it's all over with and we get back home tomorrow night, we're at 4-1 overall, 3-0 in the area, and sitting on top of the region standings at the halfway point.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you coming in to Football Fiesta, kind of our last Wednesday edition as far as we know. We'll get back on Thursday here at Monte Albán, but we'll let you go.
We'll do a little joy to the world. You know, it ain't long to Christmas.
Yeah, well, I know that's what you're getting prepared
that's right.
for.
Yes,
so.
Sir.
Absolutely. So we'll let Coach Herron go and take a break and come back right here on Football Fiesta live from Monte Albán Bar and Grill here on the Ashland Square on Classic Country 90.9.
For over 40 years, folks have turned to Heroes Painting for dependable quality work. Whatever needs painting, Heroes Painting will paint it, as long as it's not a car. From homes to barns, new construction or remodels, and everything else in between, Heroes Painting has you covered. Heroes Painting is available by phone at 256-276-0463. That's 256-276-0463. Heroes Painting is a proud sponsor of Football Fiesta and Heroes Hotline on Classic Country 90.9.
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwit serving Clay and Coosa counties. Telephone and online scams targeting our citizens are on the rise. If you get a suspicious call, hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement. Never give out personal or financial information over the phone. Let's protect our citizens and stop these criminals in their tracks. Stay alert, stay safe.
District Attorney Joe Fickwit is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Perryland Foods is a locally owned grocery store that has been serving the Lineville community since the early 1970s. They are located in downtown Lineville and are open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information is available by calling 256-396-5663. Perryland Foods is proud to sponsor Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
Barr & Associates Injury Attorneys handles a range of serious injury cases, including auto accidents, 18-wheeler crashes, motorcycle and boating accidents, wrongful death, premises liability, and workplace injuries. Their attorneys provide direct legal support throughout each case. Known for professionalism and client-centered service, the firm emphasizes trust and communication. Info is at tfarlaw.com, tpharrlaw.com, or 256-487-6080. Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
At Young's Drugstore, we're more than just a pharmacy. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your first call when it matters most. Young's Drugstore has been serving your family with hometown care for generations. With two locations to serve you in Randolph County, Young's Drugstore and General Store is located on Highway 48 in Woodland. The phone number is 256-449-2372. And serving Clay County at the Lineville location on Highway 9, the phone number is 256-396-5632. Proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.
This is Rusty Taylor. I welcome you back here to Football Fiesta. I got Coach Jerry Wayne's kind of short of voice. I know how that is. I've been struggling with that for a couple weeks. Good to have most of my voice back. Coach Chris Herron's had to step away as he's got other duties that he has to get to. We got Heath Bone over on the stream. We've also had Coach JT Burns in here with us, the running backs coach for the Volunteers, and the AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week. We had him. That was Taylor Boyd. It was good to present him with that award. Very deserving. That is presented by AGL Solid Waste Authority and awards to remember right there. But here in this last segment, I want to go over our schedule, their records, what happened last week and where they'll be, what'll be going on this week, who they'll be competing against. We'll start with Hanley. They are 3-1, 2-0 in their region. They defeated St. James in a big way, 42-0, and they will be at Mumford this week. Ben Russell's 3-1, 2-0 as well in region play. They got a big win at Chilton County, 49-16. They'll be at Spain Park, or they'll be hosting Spain Park this week. Valley's at 2-1, 0-1. They were open last week. They'll be going to Marbury. That'll be a game we'll be keeping up with on Friday, because we won't have very many games tomorrow night to keep up with. But that'll be an interesting game that we'll be talking about on Volunteer Voices on Saturday. We just mentioned Marbury. We played them last week. The Volunteers defeated them 39-14, and they will be hosting Valley tomorrow night. Obviously, Sylacauga lost to Beauregard. We mentioned that, 34-30. And they'll be hosting us tomorrow night, as the Volunteers will be coming over 148, over Bull Gap, down to Sylacauga, to there at Legion Stadium to take on the Sylacauga Aggies. Scottsboro's 3-1, 2-0. They defeated Douglas 61-14. They'll be at Sardis tomorrow night. Obviously, they'll be coming into Volunteer Stadium next week. Elmore County's 3-1, 1-0. They got a big win over Hopeful, 31-17, to move to that 1-0 in region play. They will be hosting Beauregard tomorrow night, another interesting game to keep up with in region play. As I mentioned, Hopeful, they're 2-2, 1-1. They lost to Elmore County, and they're actually open this week, getting their bye week this week. Beauregard's 1-3 overall, 1-1 in region after the win over Sylacauga, 34-30, and they're at Elmore County. Pell City's 3-1, 1-1 in region play. They won a big region matchup this past week against Mountain Brook, where they defeated Mountain Brook 10-3. And that's a big win right there for Pell City. They'll be at Huffman tomorrow night. So that is some interesting games from our schedule. Let's look at the 5A top 10 right here. Vigor is number one in 5A. That's where we'll start, right at the top. Vigor will be playing Citronelle tomorrow night. They got a big win over UMS Wright this past week. Moody back up into the number two spot. They'll be playing Helena. That'll be a game to keep up with for sure on Friday. Wigginson will be playing BC Rain. Fairview, here's Coach. Coach can't talk about it much. He don't have a voice, but Coach Weems' team up there in the top five at fourth. They'll be playing Lawrence County. Gunnersville, another team from up north, they'll be playing Arab. Leeds played Lincoln last week, got a big win over Lincoln, and they'll be playing Jacksonville this week. Will the Leeds Green Wave. We met Central of Clay County, we're seventh, and we'll obviously be traveling down to Sylacauga to take on the Aggies tomorrow night. Northside, second week in the top 10 there. They'll be playing Shelby County. They're another game will be fun to keep up with. Scottsboro will be playing Sardis there at night. And Andalusia, you know, Andalusia kind of down there in the southern part of the state, they're actually playing Pace, Florida tomorrow, or on Friday, I should say. Interesting game there as Andalusia going out of region play in that 7-team region they're in, and they'll be playing Pace, Florida. Looking at some other teams from around the state, and then number one ranked teams. Thompson's the number one ranked team in 7A, and 6A it's Parker. And we mentioned early, Benjamin Russell is up into the rankings there, and they'll be facing off, something to keep in mind. Jackson, Coach Jackson in 4A, also ranked there. Chambers County, or Cherokee County, and Anniston, some local teams ranked in 4A. Anniston picked up a big win against Alexandria. That was this past week too, I believe. That was a big win there. Mars Hill's ranked number one in 3A, but a team that you better keep an eye on, and it's Piedmont. Piedmont's at number two. And Piedmont's playing Westbrook Christian. Westbrook Christian, I think, is undefeated. So that'll be a big game on Friday night, is Piedmont and Westbrook Christian. face off. You know, Westbrook Christian's obviously coach there. What coach? I drawing a blank, but Piedmont's old coach is now Westbrook Christian.
Steve Smith.
So that's kind of interesting matchup for those guys. Realtown still at the top of 2A there. Pleasant Valley still ranked there at 9 with their one loss. Wadley is still at the top of 1A, and how would they not be? Actually, a forfeit win they picked up last week. But Winterboro, another team over here in Talladega County, just over the road, are also ranked there in 7th. Big opportunity there. We talked about Sylacauga before I let you go here. Coach is turning my page here and seeing if we've got something. Got some other games.
Just to
look at Aniana, Alexandria, Anniston, Hokes Bluff, White Plains, Cherokee County, Clint Smith looking to take on Cherokee County there. Booker T. Washington, Cleburne County looking for their second win. Winterboro, that number 7 team in 1A, taking on Donahoe. We mentioned Leeds and Jacksonville. Lincoln and Springville, Ohatchee and Weaver, Mountain Brook and Oxford. I'm interested to see how that comes out after Pell City defeated Mountain Brook. That's going to be interesting. I already mentioned Westbrook Christian and Piedmont, Sandrock Rock and Pleasant Valley, Ramburn and Coosa Central. Coosa Central looking much improved. That'll be a game to keep up with on Friday. Randolph County and Lee Scott. Randolph County, Mo Winston's just running wild. He's got 948 yards rushing already this season and only played 3 games. They've already had an off week. He's got 948 yards in 3 games. Just an unbelievable thing there that he's got going on. Let me find my spot there. Sachs and Welborn be facing off Coach Wayne's alma mater there. Sachs and Welborn just over the road. I think that's a game that Welborn would still be favored after falling hard to Glencoe this past week. Spring Garden, Valley Head, Talladega St. James, Victor Christian, Wadley, Childersburg, B.B. Comer, Auburn and Jefferson Davis. It used to be Jefferson Davis, Jag, Horseshoe Bend, Woodland and Fayetteville's all open. And we've already given the 5A top 10 right there. As we get ready to close out this installment of Football Fiesta, I want to remind you of a couple of things. Tomorrow night, pre-game show comes on at 6, so you can join that on the radio on Classic Country 90.9, on the Radio Alabama app, however you like to listen. The streaming will pick up there about 20 minutes to 7, and then the kickoff will be at 7 tomorrow down in Sylacauga, Alabama. We hope you'll make your trip down there. We're expecting a big crowd. We need a big crowd to follow us over the mountain there on 148 down there tomorrow night. We'll have a lot of people from around the area with it being a Thursday night game as well. So it should be a great crowd on a great night for football down in Sylacauga. So we hope you make your plans to come. But if you can't, you can obviously jump on and join us and listen or watch however you like to. You can see us on YouTube or Facebook Live, or also hear us however you like to hear us. Don't forget, Saturday morning, even though we're playing on Thursday, Saturday morning we still have volunteer voices. Myself, Tommy Wood, Coach Chris Heron, I'll be live in studio from 8 to 10 bringing you volunteer voices, recapping all these games we talked about and a little bit about college football. Join us there. And don't forget, the football game replay from tomorrow night will be replayed at 10 o'clock. That's brought to you by Spencer Loveless, land agent at Southeastern Realty. He'll be bringing you that at 10 o'clock. The replay of the football game is always available at 10 o'clock on Saturdays. We appreciate you joining us tonight. Good to be back in Monte Albán, or actually just opened here, the new Monte Albán Bar and Grill, but it's good to be back with the guys. And appreciate Ruben and the folks, how gracious they are letting us set up here in a full house. It's been a great night. And until next time, God bless and go Vols.
You've been listening to Football Fiesta, part of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
a production of Radio Alabama and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Catch 'Em All Sporting Goods, Heroes Painting, Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys, Young's Drug Store, Perryland Foods, Everything Sports, and Clay and Coosa County District Attorney Joe Fickwit. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.